into the heart of the matter. And as I said earlier, we've got a delightful call on tap tonight. And I'm really especially honored tonight because I get to introduce my sponsor's sponsor. And we've been friends now for quite some time. And lo and behold, we knew each other even before Isagenix, but we didn't know it until after Isagenix. How funny is that? And maybe she'll allude to that here in a little bit. But our first person up tonight is Wendy Wangren. She's a 5-star Golden Circle, 4-star Crystal Executive. That means she has created 4 Crystal Executives out there, my friends. So that's awesome. She joined Isagenix back in December of 2006, but really didn't get the vision until about 2011. She flew from 2-star to 5-star in a year and a half. And just this past August, she was named Isagenix's 161st millionaire. Absolutely phenomenal story. She lives right here in Phoenix, actually a suburb called Glendale, Arizona, with her husband Mark. She has 2 beautiful grown daughters and a 6-year-old grandson named Jax, who I know she's in love with. She won't probably stop talking about him tonight. She's been recognized for all kinds of things, guys. In 2012, it was the Rising Star Award and the Woman of Isagenix. In 2013, she got Shooting Star Award and Millionaire in Action. 2014, just a couple years ago, Spirit of Isagenix Award. She's always in the high ranks in all the Isa Derby teams, 2012, 2013, and again in 2015. As I said earlier, she is an Isagenix millionaire, and she's my friend and lives just a little ways away from me. So good evening, Wendy. How are you?
Kevin, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
You sound awesome. Yes, ma'am.
Great. That was an amazing introduction, but I will have to tell you, my dear sweet friend, my name is Wangren. So it's
okay, Wanger, Wanger, potato, patata.
Yeah.
My fault.
Oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. See, I just got remarried, so those are people I got. My name wasn't cool, so the Wangren. So it's.
And I'm going to tell you, just that alone is hard enough for me to say, yet alone get the pronunciation correct.
I know. So it's so funny.
How are you tonight?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much. And I just to allude on your story there, Kevin. Kevin and I met at karaoke. We were just kind of walked into his store, and I bought stuff. I owned his machine. I probably seen him 10 times before I actually saw him in my living room, and that's so funny. And he was invited by somebody else, not by me. So it was pretty cool.
Anyway. Oh, there's a story already.
We go way back
to the singing machine. Yes. Fun time. So, hey, yeah, as I said earlier, this whole thing of Isagenix is, you know, I mean, not just network marketing, but specifically Isagenix really has opened up a lot of special relationships for all of us. And I know that you are going to be talking about one specifically tonight. And just the whole way it went down is awesome, the way you met this lady. I hope you go into the whole story before you introduce her, because it really speaks volumes about, you know, what we are doing here. We are not just selling Isagenix. We are not just helping people with a weight loss program. We are changing lives and creating new friendships that will last a lifetime. So, Wen, I'm just going to turn the microphone over to you tonight, and it's all yours, and have fun. And when you're all done, you can certainly turn it back to me if you'd like.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that, Kevin. And I got to tell you, if anybody out there, I'm a life coach. That's what, I was in corporate America, tried to leave to be a life coach, and it was not something that I could ever quit my day job for. But when I came across Isagenix, I really felt like this was a way that I could really contribute and help people. That's my passion. And this young woman that I'm going to be introducing here in a minute has just completely inspired not just, you know, like myself, but so many thousands of people to the core. And I just really wanted to really just kind of introduce her just to give you a little bit of a background. Number one, if you know anybody at all that struggles with their weight, anybody that, you know, has a lot of weight to lose, you know, not just 25 pounds, 50, you know, 50, 100, 200, whatever, give them this recording, because I have seen this woman transform in so many ways. And I'm going to try not to get emotional, but when I first met her, I was introduced by a friend of mine, and we kind of connected through Facebook, and she had watched me, and she, you know, was struggling with her weight. She was almost 400 pounds. I'll let her share her story. I don't want to get into it too much, but she was basically exhausted beyond belief. Everything that gives her energy in her body was shot. Her doctors basically told her, you most likely will not be able to lose weight, you know, just try to eat healthy. I mean, they were just very discouraging. She was falling asleep on the way to work. She could hardly manage her day. And she, you know, just reached out to me and said, you know, I watch what you do. This is the power of Facebook. And I really think I'm ready to try Isagenix. And I remember the day. I remember we met in a parking lot so I could get her product. And when we talked, I just, you know, she seemed at the time just not only was she going through these health problems and issues and dealing with this monster of over 200 pounds to lose in her mind especially, and but she was also going through a lot of personal difficulties in her life, and what she's been able to overcome is absolutely incredible. So tonight we'll share all of that, but she's a completely different woman. She couldn't even hardly look me in the eye. She just seemed so, I don't know. It's hard to really explain. I knew she was such a great, loving person, and she had this really great outlook, but I felt like she was hiding behind this mask. Like she was trying to show me a good front, but, you know, you could kind of tell, and I don't see that at all anymore. She's amazing. And I'll just tell you right now, I'll introduce her and get her to share her story, because wait till you guys hear this amazing journey. My friend Evelyn, gosh, she lives near here. She lives in Cave Creek, Arizona with her family. She's, you know, been with her husband for 30 years, and she's got a beautiful daughter, a 25-year-old daughter who used our program and really transformed herself. And they have an awesome little dog that I know they love, and Leah, and I've heard so much about her. And Evelyn spent 30 years in the legal field, okay? So recently she has left, and she's doing Isagenix full-time, and she's so passionate about helping people, and this is what drives her, and I know this. I mean, and if she could help just one person, that would just mean everything to her, and that's how she looks at everybody. It's just, you know, if I can just make a difference in her life or his life, she's definitely in the 100-pound club. She's now in the 200-pound club, I'm sure. You know, she was honored last year in that, but she's now well over 200 pounds. I think she sent me a text that she's almost to 220. 219 pounds released. Miss Evelyn, are you there?
I am here, Wendy. Can you hear me?
Yes, beautiful. We can hear you. So thank you so much. And I know that you're submitted your Isobody. Just before you go into your story, can you share with us how many Isobody challenges that you started? Because I know when you first got involved, you were not into that. You were like, I think it was not something that you really wanted to take pictures of yourself. And so how many Isobody challenges have you been in?
This is my third Isobody challenge. The first one I did, it was really incomplete. And the second one was a complete. And I did the 30 pounds of that challenge. And that was awesome. And so this is really my second full. I mean, this is one I'm going to definitely finish. And I'm just going to keep going until, you know, why wouldn't you? Because it's just, you get so many benefits. So
absolutely. Now tell me before, you know, I'm just going to be quiet for a few minutes, and I want you to kind of share your story, if you don't mind, just so people can have an overview from your point of view of, you know, when you got started and really your journey, because you've had a lot of stuff on, and then maybe we can ask a few questions after that, okay?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks again for having me on the call, because I love the opportunity to share my story to inspire as many people out there that were like me, that, you know, clinically are obese, or, you know, when I first started weighing in at over 360 pounds, I believe my highest was 369 from what I can remember and go back. My BMI was over 59%, so any of you personal trainers out there, you know what you're dealing with there. And literally, I was just desperate for an answer. I mean, I literally, my body was so beaten down, literally from dieting to death. I was literally trying. I think the last one was HCG, and I was just eating only 500 calories, going to the gym, still at this weight, really pushing my body, and, you know, physically still really hurting. I'm trying everything, you know, sharing my food journals with doctors and having them, you know, offer medical procedures or pharmaceuticals. And then if I didn't accept those, they would dump me, as my practitioner. So, you know, obviously then I ended up, you know, kind of lost and just also at the time went through a tremendous amount of stress, family stress. And, you know, things happen in life, but who doesn't have stress, right? But that just added to what happened to my body. And literally, I knew I was just, I'm falling asleep at the steering wheel, and I knew it was just a matter of time that I was going to die behind the wheel of a car, literally. So when I found Isagenix through you, it was just an absolute gift. The first 6 months of my journey was rehabilitating my battered body. Literally blowing out my adrenal glands was like the worst. And so having to rehabilitate myself, get my body in balance so that it's not in this survival mode of, oh, my God, I've got to store everything I eat because you may not feed me. So that's what I had done to my body. So now my metabolism had slowed, and, again, that was why I was unable to release any weight. So when I also then found the nutritional cleansing and then checked into the Isagenix and with you, I was like, well, I've tried everything else. Why won't I try this, right? So, when you met me, I was a completely different person. Fast forward, I mean, I started in August of 2011, and then it really wasn't until 2012 that I began to really release weight. And even with cleansing, it was still really difficult for me. And then it was finally starting to happen, and I started to see results. And then 2013, I broke both of my legs. So I was, getting injections in both of my feet for pain, and that, I believe, definitely weakened my bones. And that was awful. I spent, 7 weeks at a nursing facility, round care. I did 9 weeks in a wheelchair and 7 months physical therapy 3 days a week. And then I, had to learn how to walk again or scoot down the stairs. But I made it back in the gym in a walker. I was the girl walking into Lifetime Fitness, literally with a walker, as embarrassed as I was. And as horrible
Evelyn,
as
just
I
really
looked.
Quick, I just want to interrupt just for 1 second because I just want to make sure, it kind of sounds a little muffled, I don't know, but I want to make sure that everybody understands.
Okay.
So Evelyn got started. She was gung-ho. She's taken her beloved dog for a walk, and she broke both of her legs, not one, but both of her legs. She,
unbelievable.
She had already started losing weight at this point, and she was feeling amazing. And then
I had lost 75 pounds up until that point. I was breaking free. And then this happened, and, I was a freak accident. And, I had to have surgery on one. The other one was reset. But that, it took a lot. But I knew what I had to do, and I did it all over again. So, like I said, I battled back, and, as a result, I've released 219 pounds. I've gone from a size 26 to an 8. I work out 6 days a week. I feel amazing. I have more energy now than I have in 35 years. I recently started training with the master, Mr. Daryl Daniels. And unbelievable, I've already released 10 pounds. I'm on week 7 of this challenge, of this Isabody challenge. My family, my husband also released 50 pounds. And my daughter is training for another NPC bikini competition and also released over 50 pounds. So we're an ISA family, and I feel I am going to be forever grateful. So when I was released from corporate America, I was literally freed, 4 weeks ago now, I just made a decision that everybody deserves to feel this good, and there must be a million other people out there like me who are seeking help, who haven't found nutritional cleansing, who really need to know about it. So it's just been amazing, an amazing journey for me, and I love the fact that the community of Isagenix, the tools that you provided me at the very beginning, the fact that you checked in, and then the community, and then, of course, the Isabody Challenge, that accountability partner that we all know and love now, it really keeps me straight. I love it. So, it's just been an amazing journey. Amazing.
Okay. All right. Well, I think it's so inspiring, and I would love to, if you don't mind, just ask a few questions. I'm sure people are really dying to know. And so just want to recap. So, you know, here you are close to, you know, just before you even begin, you're, what, 370 pounds? I don't remember. How much
yeah,
did you start at?
Yeah, 369 I began. Mm-hmm. 369.
Okay. And she was in Susan's newsletter. I mean, you can see it's just incredible the guns the woman has. She's nice and tight. That's what I love about this program. It's like, shrink wrap. I mean, these people who, I mean, like I've got, you know, our friend Jill Burke as well. When they lose all that weight, they just kind of tighten up. It's so beautiful. And then you just get started. You're feeling good, and then you break both of your legs, and
yeah.
You had already lost 70 pounds at that point. Now, how long was your rehabilitation? Just so I have an idea, I'm trying to.
Wow, it was 7 months of physical therapy, and it was a good year before I really was like able to, you know, really start to do anything really good in the gym. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and so
plus
you
I was still battling with the orthotics for my feet and stuff too, so it's tough.
Yeah, and so if you guys can just imagine being, you know, 300 pounds and not being able to walk, right? You don't just have one leg, good leg, you have none. And having to be assisted and, you know, the struggle for that. And, you know, and Evelyn just kept pushing through that, and she did. And I never have ever met anybody, because she would give me pep talks during this time. It was incredible. And so she, you know, she pushed through that, even though it was not easy, and I know that. And you always have this, you know, really great mental, like just a mentality of being joyful and happy no matter what comes at you. So I really appreciate that about you. But I know that had to have been hard. So I want to talk a little bit about the strategy of maybe what you would have done going through some of these, you know, these walls that you just kept hitting. And so you kept using the Isogenix products, but you weren't really able to exercise. When you started to really get back to the gym, had you been about the same weight? Where were you at that point?
When I got back to the gym, I had gained all of my weight back.
Mm.
So, yeah. And, you know, I sat and watched the George Zimmerman trial. I remember that vividly. And I went back to a lot of my old eating habits. I was depressed. I was taking medication for pain, and, of course, I had to quickly stop that because that caused a lot of other issues for me. So,
mm-hmm.
I literally, you know, I had gained it all back, so I had to start over completely.
Okay,
over.
Now, what was the year that you...
Well, give or take about 10 or 12 pounds of it. So it was May 5th, 2013, that I broke both of my legs. And
okay.
So
really, you got back to the gym in 2014, okay? And since 2014,
yeah.
You've lost 219 pounds.
Yes.
That is
yes.
So amazing. All right, so this is crazy. Now, you didn't really start the Isobody Challenge right away, and I know we talked about that, but
no.
I'm so glad you finally did. You didn't, and I've even asked Evelyn for pictures. There's not very many pictures of her when she was heavy. And certainly no video, because we're trying to coordinate some stuff for her. And, you know,
yeah.
If you can imagine, when you're really heavy, you don't really want to get your picture taken. And I know that for a fact, because I've gone through that myself. And
yeah.
And so now, though, I mean, I woke up about a month ago, and right on Facebook was an image. And Evelyn usually does selfies of her upper body, but this is a full-body image at her at the gym. And I was like,
it was like the first one ever.
I know, and it brought me to tears, because I know how far you've come, and I remember,
mm-hmm.
you know, this woman, and you're just not that woman anymore. So what I want to do right now for people that, you know, that can, this has been a very quick, you know, for you to do this, to go overcome some of your, you know, obviously the breaking of both legs, but then also health challenges. Kind of give us an idea of how did you start? You had to start somewhere. Like, was it like following the 30-day system exactly? Did you modify it? Just so we can get some of that out of the way. And then I'm going to have Kevin jump back and ask a few questions, too, that maybe people might be asking.
Absolutely. I followed the 30-day to a T, to an absolute T, because I believed in what you told me. You gave me the cleanse day planner. You gave me the shake day planner. I printed it out. It was everywhere. It was on the refrigerator. It was at my desk. It was in my purse. It was in my car. Like I said, you gave me the tools, and when I watched the videos over and over and over, I was kind of, you know, I'm like that, obsessive compulsive issue. But, you know, perfectionism has to be perfect, so I followed it to a T, and I did the cleansing. I had a really hard time cleansing. Thank God for Isodelites now. So really hard time. So, but I did it and I followed it religiously until my body, like I said, was like accepting. I accepting the fact that, hey, you're getting the right nutrition. You're going to feel okay. And it was amazing. My body immediately felt that. So when that was happening, I knew it was the right thing. Mm-hmm. And even though I was still seeking medical attention for my feet and other things, I still, even though doctors even said to me, no, I want you on this pea protein, whey protein's not good. And then I went back to the scientific research that Isagenics did. I went back to that and I said, nope, I'm sticking with Isagenics. So, anyway.
So I
followed it religiously.
See, and that's what a lot of people try to do is they try to modify it. They try to. Now, I do know that based on your workout regimen, that you've had to eat a little bit more often lately, maybe increase your calories, but still you're following your shakes. You're still doing the cleanse. You're still doing everything as far as the program lays out, right?
Well, I'm doing a one-day-a-week cleanse, one day a week right now, and it's my off day. And it's only a light cardio day. So like this week it'll be Thursday. I'm not training, but I will do light cardio. And that could be cleaning the house for 3 hours or something. But it'll be light. It'll be nothing like, you know, I won't be out there weightlifting or something. So that,
So, and I really think that for, you know, being as fit as you are, you're using all the products. I know that you're using the Amp line. And all of that as well. Tell me mentally, how do you feel? Like, what does it feel like? Has this happened over a 2-year period from you? You know, has this changed how you look at yourself, how you do things, how you take care of yourself? Kind of do the mindset, because I know that as somebody who's myself who struggled with her weight most of her life, her adult life, sometimes I could get, like, you get in your head and you start to, you know, do the self-talk, and that's something that is so key to really push through. So tell me a little bit about how you kind of went through that, how you're feeling now.
Well, when I first started, you know, obviously I suffered from very bad self-esteem. I felt, you know, really embarrassed. You know, I was pretty overweight for quite a long time. And, you know, I weighed more than my husband, which was just so embarrassing. You know, and I just felt so helpless at times and just so sad, you know, truly sad. I mean, shopping was hard and finding clothes were hard and finding a bra that fit. I mean, you know, I could just go on. It was a struggle. It's hard. It's hard being fat and it's hard trying to find help. But if you could just understand that what we have is this gift of nutrition, and understand that when we feed our body the proper nutrition, that, gosh, this can happen for everyone. So that's what I realized was once my body felt good and I was no longer falling asleep at the steering wheel and I could walk again freely and I was losing weight finally and I could buy a pair of Rock Revival jeans and a Victoria's Secret bra. I mean, it was like life. Changing. And it brought me into this place of sheer, utter gratitude. So the first 20 minutes of my day used to be in sheer, utter agony, unforgettable agony, just a walk. And now I get up in the morning with, who can I share this gift with? And wow. What would I do without this program? What would I do without Isagenics every morning when I do my Ionics? And every day when that all, I mean, everybody's got the, you know, the Nutribullets going off and everybody's doing their Isolene Pro and, you know, their Isogreens, their Isofruits. And it's been life-changing for me.
Yeah. Was there ever a moment that maybe you wanted to quit?
When I broke my legs, I did. I did quit. You know, I had a shake here and there, but guess what I was still having? I was still going back to the bad eating habits. And, you know, all my life, here's the other beauty of Isagenics. One, you know, remember I touched on that community that I have felt, the love, the encouragement, the amazing support, you. I mean, the leadership, it's just been amazing. But the personal development, Universities in Actions, and all these amazing tools that they've provided me has really helped me too. It's helped fuel me. I mean, where else can you do a post and say, hey guys, I'm down another size, and you get like 250 likes and 50 million comments, and you know, the love has just been, that's been so tremendously helpful. So the times that I've wanted to give up, that was one, and there have been other times, but not really, because the products make me feel good. And literally, I mean, right now I'm waiting for my auto ship. I can't believe it's not here because we're out of ice delight, and I'm freaking out about cleansing Thursday.
Yeah. Well, and you know, just because I know that you've had many, many personal challenges along your way, not just your leg.
Yeah.
And so I just want to personally say how proud I am of you and how you've completely inspired me and so many people. When I show your pictures, their mouth drops. And I think this past 6 months has been life-changing as far as how I've not just seen you transform physically, but like the way you hold yourself, your posture, the way you talk. And I think that's, you know, just a testament of how you feel, right? So,
well,
now,
there's just no question when you lose this weight, Wendy, that you literally get your life back. I mean, you feel amazing, so that you can do more things. You could help more people. You can be a better wife. You can be a better mom. You feel better. So, you know, you're just better.
Yeah. Now, Evelyn, when you first started, you were a product user, and you were using the product. You didn't really decide to build a business right away, but when you start to shrink, people are asking you, I think that's when you kind of got that little bug. So now, what's it like? Because I know you're building a business. You know, you've got a very large team growing, and people are not stopping you, aren't they, and asking you, what are you doing?
Yes. And I love that. I absolutely love that. You know, I'm not quite sure I'm following your question, but.
Well, tell me a little bit about, like, how this might have changed your business, because I know that people are not only just asking you, but you're not starting to build a business because of how you feel and getting that word out. So is this getting your, you know, your transformation, the way you feel much better, all of those things, has that helped you decide to build a business, or were you already deciding that? Kind of tell us what made you switch.
Well, first of all, I think the number one thing was when my former boss said to me, well, now you'll have plenty of time to do your Isagenix business, when they were letting me go after 4 years of exemplary performance, I might add. Anyway, I knew it was time. And I had, after that, after 10 years with a major law firm, same thing happened there. I was 13 years, I had got laid off. And again, was let go by corporate America as part of a bad, you know, one of 63 people to get laid off. But that happens, life happens in corporate America. And then I realized all of these people I had people messaging me, actually offering me money, doing the Isagenix programming, offer me money to coach them. I'm like, you don't need to offer me money. What questions do you have? And then I realized, you know what? People are now looking to me and asking me a lot of questions, because obviously, guess what? If you've been able to lose 219 pounds, well, they want to know what you're doing. And obviously, you know what you're doing, so they want to know what you're doing. Right?
Yeah. Well, and that's just it, right? People want to do what you do when you're successful and not perfect, and you're really leading that path. Now, I know your goal is Lifespan Champion. We're all cheering for you, and I think that,
you
know, with not just your story, but obviously, you know, the support and love you have of everyone that's starting to really hear about this, like, you came out of the woodwork. People are like, oh, my gosh, who's this? You know, because you've been, you know, going along, but now everybody's sharing your pictures, and I think it's been a huge inspiration, and I just want you to know I'm proud of you, and I'm really excited
for you,
and thank you for sharing your story with us tonight. And Kevin, I'm going to bring you back on to see if there's anything you want to ask Evelyn before.
All right, well, thank you, Wendy. Very nice conversation tonight, and hi, Evelyn, how are you, dear?
Great, Kevin. Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, hey, thank you very, very much. It's good to be heard. It's good to be kind of back on the road to healthy again. So just love your story. I've heard it several times now, but it is inspiring every single time that I hear it. I've watched you. I've watched you diminish from different events that we've gone through together. I've watched you become the person you are today, and I tell you, Evelyn, you are an inspiration to many out there. I can't wait till your story is headline news with Isagenix and everybody gets to hear about you, because you are just really, really an inspiration. And I just want to say thank you that, and thank you for being here tonight with us.
Thank you, Kevin. It was such a pleasure. I loved every minute of it.
And I do have one thing in closing that I'd like to ask you.
Yes.
Because, you know, not many people on this planet can say they've released 200 pounds, 219 pounds, and huge kudos mm-hmm. to you, Evelyn, absolutely huge kudos.
Okay.
Not many people can say they've done that, but there, as you stated already earlier in your talk, there are probably millions of other people out there who would like to. What would you say to them with regards to, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I'm too far gone, there's nothing I can do about it now. Now, what would you say to people out there, or even people like me that know people out there that need that little nudge, what would you say to them as words of encouragement?
Well, I put it on a lot of my posts, Kevin, and that is never give up. And everyone starts somewhere. Just start. And don't listen to what everybody else says. Get yourself in the gym and take it slow. But go. And move your body. And if it isn't at the gym, do it at home. But just don't give up. Never give up. That's what I'd say. Never give up.
All right, Evelyn. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate your words, and I know that there are several hundred people on this call tonight that are appreciating your words as well, and not to mention the several thousands of people that will hear this in podcast time. And I just want to say again a big, huge thank you to both of you. Wendy, thank you very, very much. Wendy Wongeren and Evelyn Keeling, absolutely phenomenal guests tonight. Thank you for your stories. And guys, this call will be accessible at personalpowerpodcast.com. The amazing Larry Fuchs will make that happen soon, I'm sure. So if you want to delight your teammates with this call, you can certainly go there and forward the link. And so, Wendy, thank you very much. Evelyn, thank you very much. We will all see you back here again next week when our fearless leaders, the amazing Susan Sly, will return from the land down under. So, guys, have an amazing night, and we'll talk to you next week.